Okay, deserving listeners, I have a question for you. Let's say that someone tells you that they were taking care of their grandmother who had Alzheimer's and was late stage Alzheimer's disease. And she decided out of compassion that she would administer a lethal dose of sleeping pills to her grandmother as a way of ending her loved one's suffering. Let's say that she tells you this, you know, you're having a few glasses of wine and she says, I just got to get something off my chest. My grandmother, she had Alzheimer's and it was just getting worse and worse and worse. And she was at a point where she didn't know who anyone was and her life was, you know, slowly deteriorating over years and years. And it just got to a point where she was going to die soon anyway. And rather than prolong the issue, I decided to give my grandmother a lethal dose of sleeping pills and she died and no one found out. And I don't, you know, I feel like I did the right thing, but I'm not sure. Okay. So imagine she says that. Then imagine she says, and you know, my mother, she also suffered from Alzheimer's and she also was in late stage and suffered over years and years. I went through it again and I saw the writing on the wall and I decided to do what I could to end the suffering for my mom too. And when I was taking care of her, I stopped giving her her heart medication. And that likely resulted in her having a heart attack and then she died. If I had given her the medication as prescribed by the doctor, she might have lived longer, but she was so out of it. She didn't recognize who I was. It was heartbreaking to go through this again with my own mother. And I just couldn't watch her suffer like that. And so I knew she didn't want to live that way. And so I just stopped giving her the medication and she had a heart attack and then she died. And again, no one found out about it. I'm just telling you this. So imagine this is your friend. What would you do? Would you call the police? Would you not call the police? Would you tell somebody? Would you make an anonymous call to 911? Would you tell your friend that she did the right thing? Would you be afraid of your friend? Would you stop being this person's friend? What would you do? You know, think about that. Now, think about, if you're a therapist out there, imagine your client tells you this. Your client is saying, so I've been wanting to get something off my chest, and since you're my therapist, I thought I would tell you about this. My grandmother had late stage Alzheimer's and wasn't really there anymore, and so I gave her a lethal dose of sleeping pills and she passed away. And no one found out about it. But for the most part, I feel like I did the right thing. And then when my mother, years later, had the same condition and was slowly slipping away and was finally, at a certain point, in my opinion, gone, she was no longer herself. She didn't recognize anybody. She couldn't function. I stopped giving her her heart medication, and then she died soon after that. You know, due to heart complications, and I'm likely the cause of that, but I don't know what to think of it. For the most part, I feel like I did the right thing. What do you think, therapist? Okay, so as a therapist, imagine what you might say. Also, imagine what your mandated reporting requirements are. Are you ethically or legally responsible for alerting the authorities about this? Because looked at in one way, this woman has just admitted that she murdered her family members, two of them. And then also think about this. Think about, then she says, and since I'm, you know, essentially the caretaker in this family of people suffering from Alzheimer's, my family is wanting me to take care of my aunt. who is in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. And so I just to let you know that. So imagine you're the therapist and you're thinking, oh, is she going to do this a third time with her aunt? What am I supposed to do? Am I mandated to call the police? Do I need to talk with the aunt? You know, what are my responsibilities here? Well, I'm going to get into that today. This is the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a therapist and a professor at Antioch University. And I want to talk about ethics here. This situation that I'm telling you about is a situation that someone wrote into a ethical expert, and then the expert wrote an article in the Family Journal. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Go to Psychology in Seattle and become a patron of the podcast. When you become a patron, you get access to all the premium episodes, of which there are several. And you also know that part of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support.